Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. A couple brothers from another mother. Mark Halverson, Jason Kanz on the radio talking about whatever, but getting into the Bible and even a temperament quiz, which we started yesterday, which Jason is open enough to take. Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm wondering if you're having me take this temperament quiz because you find that I'm rather temperamental.
Because I want to figure you out. I mean, you know, this idea, this journeying from extrovert to introvert. See, I remember being back from Liberia in 2017 in a church parking lot, and you just kind of openly singing, and I was that just kind of stands out to me as the defining extrovert. And he's still in there, but, you know, this identification of the growing introversion, so.
Right, for sure.
Anyhow. Hey, I saw something on, I think it's Entertainment. I don't know what it is. Entertainment Tonight. It's a show, whatever, on WQOW after the news at 6:30. So, but they talked about somebody being struck by lightning, like on a boat, and all the people survived. But here on this day in 1975, and I kind of vaguely remember this, at the Western Open in Illinois, golfer Lee Trevino was struck by lightning but survived.
Huh. Interesting.
You know, the only time you really hear that somebody being struck by, you talk about the odds, you know, how the rare odds of that.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking, I'm wondering if that's where they got the idea for the movie Caddyshack, where the priest gets struck by lightning when he's on the golf course.
I mean, it happens because golf clubs are like lightning rods.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's happened at different times. I remember there was Jack Nicklaus, but I think Bobby Nichols was another guy. He's another one I remember getting struck by lightning. It happens, and people do survive it. I wonder how different you are afterwards, though.
That's a good question. Maybe you go from being an extrovert to an introvert.
Maybe. Is that your
story? Got to keep the thread going.
Is that your story?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever been struck by lightning.
We've never golfed together.
No, we haven't. I did golf last year, and I loved it. I used to golf all the time, and I would probably enjoy getting into it again.
No. All right, that's good. And
expensive.
The thing is, the other thing to do is, pickleball. Are you open to playing pickleball?
I would like to play pickleball. It looks interesting to me. Mm-hmm. I've never done it, but it looks
I've got the equipment, and the McDonough Park is close to our house, and people are playing all the time. The thing is, I go, you got to take that first step, right? I mean, you got to get out there on the first time. And you kind of think in your mind, like, oh, they're all experts. So,
Right.
I was thinking, in fact, as I walked the dogs by there last night, I'm like, you know, I mean, if you go out there and you're just kind of a novice, but, I mean, have at it. There's a bunch of courts, you know, so.
Yeah.
The pride just gets in the way, you know, sometimes worrying what other people think, so.
I feel that. I definitely know that feeling.
All right, enough stalling. Here we go. The Kiersey temperament sorter number 2. Are you ready for question 4?
You bet.
All right. With people, are you usually more A, firm than gentle, or B, gentle than firm?
Gentle than firm.
All right, and so you'd had 3 B answers, and we're going to make it 4 in a row on the B side of things. So whatever that is, you're strongly it. Number 5, are you more comfortable in making critical judgments or value judgments?
Value judgments.
Okay, that's 5 B's in a row. And finally, 6th, is clutter in the workplace something you A, take time to straighten up, or B, tolerate pretty well?
Tolerate pretty well.
Well, whatever it is, you're strongly that way. I might as well just put in B. All right, we are up to Matthew 5, 29 and 30, working through Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Go ahead.
Yeah, it says, so if your eye, even your good eye, causes you to lust, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your hand, even your stronger hand, causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell.
Mm. Some tough verses, and Jesus, and you tackled these in Matthew 5, 29 and 30 in your devotional commentary, Letters to Beloved. It goes like this. Jesus went on hyperbolically. He told his listeners that if their eyes caused them to sin, to go ahead and gouge them out. If their hand were the culprit, they should cut it off because it would be better to destroy these parts than the whole person. But my dear child, pay attention. Jesus had been making it clear that sin does not originate with lustful eyes or angry hands. It begins in the heart. Underline that in your copy of Letters to the Beloved. Neither your hands nor your eyes need to be replaced. You need a new heart. That is good. Good stuff. I like that. That's true.
Yeah, you know, for me, I think it's, I think Jesus is continuing to point this back to the idea that by his Spirit, we are given a new heart. And that's really where the transplant surgery needs to happen. You know, we can blame it on these other things, but it's really being given a new spirit or having the Spirit reside within us.
When you've been in CCM for as long as I have, different songs come to mind. And I can tell you that the group Truth did a song called A New Heart. Let's see, am I finding it? I'm not immediately finding it here this morning on WWIB, but I'm determined to. I know it existed, and people are like, yeah, whatever. But all right, Jason, thanks a lot.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, okay,
yeah, we'll
talk to you later. All right, bye-bye. All right, yeah, memories. Yeah, so can we try to find it here real quick on YouTube this morning? The group Truth, Roger Breland, right, was their director for a long time. I found it. Here it is. Are you there? I think he's gone. It's really true. All right, so, well, we'll prove it to him. To you right now on WWIB, A New Heart, Truth on WIB. From their 25th anniversary live release.
I see my brother standing like an oak tree. I see my sister lovely as a queen. Rather be. But when I turn from fantasies and wishes, that's when God reveals his greatest gift in me. And I may not sing like the angels, I may not preach like a new heart.
There you go, A New Heart. That's from Truth. I told you that song was out there, and great lyrics, great music and lyrics you could trust here on WWIB. Well, Brian from Eau Claire letting us know this morning that Supermax Lee Trevino has been struck not once, not twice, but three times by lightning. So, wow, that there you and survived it all. So there you go. What does that feel like? I don't know. That is crazy. All right. I think talk show host Bill Michaels had been struck by lightning. Was it in Rice Lake? I know he's up in Rice Lake from time to time at Turtleback. I think it was, actually. All right. What do we got for this morning? A little bit of Mercy Me, gentle, quiet song leading us to the good morning song.
Do we do the things we do? How can we sing when there seems no reason to? How do we smile when there's not much to smile about? When the world is down, who are we to stand and shout? And they wonder why we do the things we do. It's all because of this. All because of me.
I want to say good morning, friends, Romans, and countrymen, but obviously that doesn't follow. Anyhow, good morning, friends, as we come up on 2 before 6 on this Tuesday, June 28th, 2022. As we covered in the news headlines, bottom of the hour, primary election day in some states, not ours, on this last Tuesday in June. Who's heading to the polls today? New York, Illinois, Colorado, Utah, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and South Carolina. You know, more and more with all these primaries, and again, these are primaries for November. I'm like, wow, ours is late. Even though we backed it up a month, it's still late. It is what it is. Hey, this is the day that the Lord has made, so what do you say? Let's rejoice and be glad in it, huh? Yeah, yesterday is gone. It is. Tomorrow is unborn, but life is here. It's now. Eternity's in it. So carpe diem. Let's seize this day and every moment in it. What do you say? God's mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Lamentation 3. We want to be spirit-filled and spirit-led. That's the only way to go. The sinful-controlled mind is death, Romans 8. But the spirit-controlled mind, same chapter, the spirit-controlled mind is life and peace. But what does Ephesians 5:18 say? So huge. It says, be continually filled with the Spirit. How? It tells us by singing songs of praise to the Lord, giving thanks, and submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. So what do you say on this Tuesday morning? Are you ready to let God love you?
Do you believe that the God of Jesus loves you beyond worthiness and unworthiness, beyond fidelity and infidelity, that he loves you in the morning sun and the evening rain, that he loves you when your intellect denies it, your emotions refuse it, your whole being rejects it? Do you believe that God loves without condition or reservation and loves you this moment as you are?
Good news, 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. How did he love us? Romans 5:8. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The righteous for the unrighteous, the just for the unjust, the sinless one for the sinful masses to bring us to God. WWIB, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. The news brought to you by Allie Rudd Financial Services, where they love helping you save money on health insurance by phone or in person. Allie and her team always available to help you. WWIB, are you in a rut? If you want to shake up your life, but not in a big way, Caleb and I have some ideas from a website to expand your comfort zone that even work for people who aren't comfortable with change.
And again, not rocking the boat too much, I guess, but from some weird website, how to get out of a rut.
Mm-hmm.
They say simple things. Take a new route to work or school, perhaps even a new mode of transportation, bus, carpool, bike, even walk.
Yeah, if you're in a rut, why not eat some new foods? Try a different food every day. Ethnic dishes, maybe a fruit that you've never tasted, possibly a new drink.
How about this one? How to get out of a rut here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Every day, make an effort to talk to a stranger, even if only to say hello. And I know my fellow introverts are cowering at that, but they might not actually bite. They might not.
Maybe that's a good way to tell if you're an extrovert, because I like to say hello to people, even strangers. All right, wear different kinds of clothes. Try a color that you never wear. Buy a hat, some fun sunglasses, colorful socks, impractical shoes. Have fun.
Ditch the sensible shoes.
Yeah.
Rearrange the furniture, another way to get out of a rut.
I've got a story about that.
My wife usually does that, and then I find out about it.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Hey, take a class in something you know nothing about.
How to get out of a rut here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Try a new hairstyle. Curl or straighten your hair. Change your part. For me, I guess it would be get a razor and shave off the cowlick.
When you've got a daughter who works at a beauty salon and she's done a lot of creative things with her hair color and length, and then Elena got a different hair color, a lot going on there in our house. These are great ideas. Don't watch TV or use social media for a day. They didn't say anything about radio, though.
Yeah, yep, you can still listen. Mm-hmm. If you drink coffee every morning, try tea, hot cocoa, juice, or even hot water. Just change it up.
Try cocoa with the coffee. You're going to love it. Shop at a different grocery store.
There you go. And one final way to get out of a rut here on the WIB Wake Up Show. If you always shower, I thought I was going to say don't shower. If you always shower, take a bath. If you always take a bath, take a shower.
Yeah.
But either way, do one or the other. Especially to my junior high friends.
I'm going to copy this down. This is good information
here. Good stuff.
On the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, getting you out of a rut.